me like a little baby. Girl, you talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. So this is kind of a throwaway video and it has no real particular topic. I am just ratting to where I'm going and wanted to do a video. Last year, y'all talked about a lot of stuff between last year and 2020. I have talked about a lot of things on videos, a lot of the things I am currently in the process of publicly releasing. Before it was out there, but it was out there in a small circuit so that I can maintain and contain who interprets the information and who is consuming it. So now that I am making things a little bit more public, I am trying to pace myself because literally I have no reason to be in a rush, but also I'm trying to work my way into the entertainment realm of things. And I say it like that because what I do right now is not really for entertainment, for real, for real. What I do right now is more for purpose. And I have never really was wanting to do it in an entertainment manner as far as what I'm doing. And I say entertainment because once you hit the TV screen, even if you are not an entertainer, it's entertainment. Whether it's useful entertainment or unuseful entertainment, it's entertainment. So I'm just trying to work my way into this new space of being myself. It's like an old space but a new space, because before I got married and had children, I was already putting myself, I was right kind of where I am now career wise. I just did my book, I had just started getting shit popping, and it was at the point where I could start out doing something. And I feel like I'm in that space now. I'm in a better position because now I have more to work with mentally, spiritually, financially. But at the time though, if I would have handled things the way I was supposed to have handled them, I would have been financially set back then to pursue the things that I was trying to pursue, because I wasn't working no regular job. It's like the same scenario, but now I have a plethora of knowledge. I have more understanding. I have an understanding. Then be doing it, I would have just been learning, growing while doing it. But now I've learned and grown. Thus far, my whole mindset has been really based on just beta testing, being low key, and speaking my piece in an effective way for me. Over the last couple of days though, I've been thinking like heavily, oh my gosh, it's just been on my mind about this time in 2014 is when I really started taking myself serious. But it wasn't until like the Valentine's Day post that I made back then that I noticed people noticing me. And it's crazy because when I think about it, for a very long time, I wasn't paying attention to everybody. I was just paying attention to certain people. I was paying attention to the people that I was directly and indirectly interacting with. So I didn't even know. And then when I started realizing that people were watching, I didn't realize who all was watching or how big it could be, because during the time I kept getting different words and different things about my life, well, about situations in general. And I think some of those things were applying to my own life as well. And I never take a word for myself from myself. I don't want to say I never take a word ever. If I hear something, the guy's telling me something, I don't assume anything ever. I've learned, unless God places something on my heart when I'm specifically talking to or addressing a person, or like when it's a specific narrative within my grasp or whatever, I really don't take things like it's for me, because it could be for anybody. And it's almost like until somebody makes things personal to me, until somebody captures me and grabs me in, the same way that I could be talking to 5 or 10, 15 different people, somebody else could be doing the same thing. And I think knowing that there are people that will look at my post and maybe assume that I'm talking to them or want me to be talking to them or, you know, there are people that will create their own narrative around my post. I think this is why I'm never taking it serious. I mean, like, I take it serious. I see you, but okay, now what? What does that mean for me? And not in a selfish way, like, everybody eat. Same for me, chomp chomp too. And it's so crazy because I'm going to allow God to do what God does in my life. Lead me, provide for me. If something don't go right, I have to reevaluate myself, because is it not going right towards my eyes? What I think should happen, and this is what made me check myself as far as trying to put myself in other people's narratives. But I know that people do that. It's just so much that really goes into this whole, that goes into speaking freedom and everything that I try to offer or have to offer, that I try not to allow it to get overwhelming. Like, a lot of what I do is really spiritual advice in a sense, but not in a deep, spooky way. The thing is, this is the truth. A lot of everything that I do is really based off of who I am and how I think. This is the reason why I either can give it my all and you're gonna get everything, or I have to just kind of not pay attention at all and give nothing. It is so crazy because people is like, well, you gotta monetize that. You gotta buy into it, literally. But it's different when you're not trying to be something, someone. When you change your narrative and your perspective like that, and when it's not about being like or anything like that, and you are just being you and people gravitate to you being you, it hit different. It's a whole different mindset that come with it. And it took me a while to get comfortable in my own skin, but I've literally had so much going on, I don't have time to pay attention to really as much as I used to pay attention to. I don't have time to entertain the things that I used to entertain. I see it, but I don't entertain the things that I don't want. I'm in a different space in my life where I'm growing and wanting to get into more of an alignment. It was a time I didn't think about a lot of stuff because I didn't notice nobody. I didn't pay attention to what people had to say like that. It just was what it was. I think being overwhelmed with everything going on with this case and not being able to really even allow my mind to be too far off of where it needs to be so that I can stay focused on what I got going on in my real life. I don't talk about everything that I have going on greatly and deeply, for real, for real. Y'all get surface level shit. And even when I do be deep, it don't be deep. I really live a simple life. And when I say a simple life, that means that I wake up, I take my children to school, I come back home, I do my own thing until it's time to pick my children up. I pick my children up, I do whatever I need to do for them. If I need to do something, make dinner, interact for a little bit, then I normally be right back working. It's so crazy because social media posts is working for me. When I'm commenting, when I am just allowing my thoughts to be communicated and to be articulated, that is educational for others. A lot of times, depending on who you're talking to, they can feel threatened by you. So their perception of you will automatically be defensive. And I try to be different when it comes to that. I try to be open-minded, but I've been around the block a few times. It's not like I'm not falling for the okey-dokey, at least not to the extent that I may have fell for it before. I've smartened up a little bit and I've decided to move a little different. And moving different right now for me means to remain focused, stay calm, and allowing God to really guide me. Because when I say allow God to guide me, because I need to clarify this, and I might take this clip out and post it because somebody needs to hear this. Several people probably need to hear this. When I say I let God guide me, I'm not saying nothing spooky. In the last 7 or 8 months, pulled tarot cards for myself just to see if it looks like it aligns with the space and the place that's going on in my life. Back then, if I seen a number, I would get super deep. I was super gone into the numerology, into the sense to where it was both expanding and messing with my psychology. And the reason why I say it like that, because it wasn't all bad, but it was putting more onus on the universe and taking the responsibility and the accountability even away from myself. So instead of tapping into the universe and allowing things to open up, and as the doors open, that is the universe allowing that path. And as doors close, sometimes doors close because it's not meant for you. Sometimes doors close because it's not that season or that time for you. Sometimes doors close because of where it will lead you will be worse than, you know, anything that you've ever experienced in your life. Sometimes whatever it is, it'd be too good for you. And when the right things are on your path and supposed to happen, then the path will be made easy. The way will be what made straight. Even if it's curvy, you will be prepared for whatever it is that's coming along your way. But there's a preparation season in whatever God is leading you to do. So in getting prepared for that, it is hearing God out, hearing all the thoughts that come to mind, hearing all the ideals, asking God to show you different things, asking God to point you in the right direction. And then from that prayer time and asking God those things, then you have to allow God to be God. And when I say you gotta allow God to be God, in this essence, I really truly mean that, because literally, in order for God to be God in your life, you have to allow things to play out. If you pray about it and then you hastily make a decision and then you start moving, doing, then you're not even giving God the opportunity, the time or the space to do what he was going to do, because you went ahead and made a quick decision. But if you do whatever the last thing that you believe that God had opened the door for you to do, sometimes God will open the door for you to do something. It will be at the right time. It won't be like a hindrance. It won't be like going out the way or doing too much. It'll be exactly what you needed to be to obtain what you're believing for. And then you have to understand that what you're believing for may be a little bit different than what God has intended. So you have to leave room for that. It was a lot of times, and some things in the planning phase especially, you have to just give time for the plan to happen, to be given, for the doors to be open, for things to take place. The planning phase is the hearing from God phase. You give yourself an opportunity to hear from God. And once you've heard from God, then you will be confident in the direction in which you take or whatever. But in order to hear from God, you have to allow God to speak to your heart, speak to your mind. You have to allow the opportunity to go with the flow. And it's not really, because you'll be drawn to different things. Like the things that I was drawn to in the last 6 months are not things that I was even thinking about a year ago. Not even things that I was thinking about back in June. The things that I've been drawn to in the last 3 months, far different. Like in June of last year, I don't believe I was even considering really doing what I'm doing right now. Definitely not in the way that it has come about. Like I was not even considering. And then I decided that, okay, God, what do you need me to do next? What's the tea? What are we doing now? And through that, that's when different thoughts or ideals, and then I started going over old things. The more I flip through certain things, my mind is being reminded, even to go back and start thinking about how I started and how I didn't even realize that people was watching. And with the people that I was dealing with, I expected their immediate circle to be involved or whatever. And then based on the people that I care for and fuck with, I paid attention to whoever I follow, I pay attention to. If I don't follow you, I don't see you like that. Unless I have a reason to see you. Now, there are people that will come around, follow me, or do something to be seen. seen, and then I might go and follow them, or I will go and look and see what they up to. I mean, it'd be people like hoping that I'm paying attention to what they got going on. And it sounds crazy, ain't it? But like, the only way they'll know that I'm paying attention is if I start watching their stories or I start doing something to let them know that I see them. But normally, I really don't do that. Like, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. And if I don't, I don't. There's maybe one or two people that, you know what I'm saying, I get a benefit of the doubt. I trust people to be people. I've learned over time that you have to trust people to be themselves. But the key is, even people you think you know, you got to treat them like strangers until you know them. Until you know you've seen every layer of who that person is. And even then, if the person is living a lie, putting on or only like that because, like, let's say a person only act a certain way because they got money. But if they ain't got no money, then they ain't gonna act like that. Versus a person who, whether I got money or not, this is just who I am. Whether I look like I got money or if I don't look like I got money, I am still going to be me. But the people that can't do that, it fluctuates. So you have to treat everybody like, I'm gonna treat you based on what you show. And based on what you show me about you, that's what I'm gonna believe. And I can't go beyond that. Now, how this applies to purpose and following God, because now as God leads you to different things, he'll also show you people. But you got to be willing and able to believe whatever God is showing you and telling you about people, places, and things. And then pursue as God opens those doors for you. And sometimes it'll be uncomfortable because you will want to do something, but then you won't want to do it. You'll be torn, and you got to find peace in whatever decision you make and know that that was the best decision that you could have made for sake of whatever it is God wants to do in your life. Like, there are no bad decisions. There's only less. You'll either miss a moment or be a part of a moment, or you'll create a moment. Or whatever it is, wherever you're at, enjoy that moment. And as the doors open up for you, that doesn't mean that people gonna hand stuff to you. That doesn't mean that people gonna make it easy. But the capacity in order for you to go that route, to obtain whatever it is you're trying to obtain, to do whatever it is that you're trying to do, will be open to you. When I wanted to go and do the lawsuit back in 2013, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. Nothing. I was just oblivious. I was so overwhelmed. It had so much other shit going on as far as with the graves and all of that. I was trying to look into it, but I don't even think that I was like on it. I don't know. I remember that I couldn't figure it out. I was trying to figure it out. And when I was trying to go and figure it out, it was not coming to the way I wanted it to. And because of that, I never really pursued it. It really, you know what I'm saying, messed me up some. But now my mindset totally different. I got insight on what it is that I want to do, what I'm trying to do, where I want to go, and all of that. And now I'm over here rocking this shit out. So in time, when things are right, it'll flow. We've gotten so used to forcing things, we don't allow God the ability to make things happen for us because we're trying to make it happen ourselves. And I had to learn that instead of trying to make it happen myself, it's better to allow things to play out. And it takes a lot of strength to allow things to play out versus forcing your way. But I gotta go where I'm about to go. I think I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish in this video. I'm not paying attention to nothing that I don't want. I'm definitely not entertaining shit that I see that has nothing to do with me. I'm not interested. I'm here for you. I support you. And if you need anything, Speaking Freedom TV. Holla. I love you. Bye.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey, Dr. Casey to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.